Emptiness is full, full is empty.
In its own home?
Mm-hmm. You know, Babu is Babu. Even, but it does not exist. As a bamboo shoot, you know, always. It is destroyed. Emptiness, we say, but some concrete idea of bamboo shoot is empty.
Roshi, your words without tongue, may we hear without ears.
Yes, I can hear. You should hear without ears. It means you shouldn't stick to my word, you should accept it with your whole body and with your whole practice. In your dhamma, you should accept it. But you should hear my lecture, what I say, like you hear some part sing in your dhamma. Your boss. you are not hearing my word just by ear, by your ear, by your practice. Nothing happens, you know. Even though you hear something, that is part of practice. So nothing happens besides your practice. That is how you hear my talk without your ear.
The Bodhisattva is love. How to understand it? To follow it.
Bodhisattva's power. Bodhisattva's power is power, which is not possible, looks like so. Possible or not is not our point. We should continue our practice without being involved in the possibility or impossibility, because we should do it. We should continue our way. So that is Bodhisattva's way. In other words, our practice is based on our inmost nature. As we are human beings and sentient beings, and son or daughter or Buddha will shoot such a person. But
Ocho Roshi, if you have a finger, you can point. If you have a voice, you can growl.
Yeah. But until I feel I have voice or finger, I cannot use it. Do you understand? When I want it, I may use it, Yes, but when I don't have it, I cannot use it.
Thank you very much. Dr. Roshi, how is a person with no self-perception aware of himself as being a person with no self-perception?
No self-perception. Perception. Perception means the idea. No self perception. No idea of self means.
And who is aware of being a person with no self perception?
Here again, no does not mean, opposite of it is not just negation. It is strong affirmation. No. Usually, no is opposite of yes. Affirmation. But in this case, no like here, like this is no. When you say, when you are making this yes or no, someone who knows what it is, actually, no, this is this kind of no. Both is not true. This is it.
Thank you very much. Roshi, the top of the mountain is a place without competition. Why is there so much competition to get there?
Because you forget your seat and try to find out your seat. There's so much competition. Each one has, each one sits on the top of his own mountain. Each one of us are boss. There's no competition.
Thank you very much. Dr. Roshi, What can you say to my doubt about whether my zazen is true zazen, my practice is true practice, and my effort is right effort? That type of thing.
don't doubt your practice. Just sit with us. That is true practice. When they get up, you should get up and join our practice. That is good enough. Don't think more than that. Then your practice will be true practice. But if you think too much about your practice, you will lose your practice. When you cook something, if you think too much or taste so many times, too salty water or not much salt and salt water, salt. You will do this whole thing. That is what we are doing. Okay. So, don't think too much, or don't try too hard. Take your time. Stay in your practice.
Thank you very much. Dojo Roshi, why are we you?
Why you are me?
Why are we you?
There's no reason. If you want to find out why, you should ask yourself.
I am.
Huh?
I am.
Okay. You are. So, when you are truly me, there's no problem. But when you say why, there may be something to think about. So, but for me, there is nothing to think between you and me.
Domo arigato.
Hai.
When we aren't happy, we suffer. Do we suffer when we are happy?
Suffering exists actually in your happiness. And so if you seek for happiness, what you will get will be the suffering, not happiness. So when you suffer, you should find that true happiness in your suffering. That is how you seek for true happiness. If you try to find out what is real suffering, you should seek for happiness. You will find out what is suffering in its true sense.
Dr. Roshi, the Dharma is no Dharma. The Tathagata doesn't come or go, and the Buddha cannot be seen by the 32 marks. Where is our way?
Actually, there's no way. No way forever. We say, on the river, you will see various mountains over the river. Near one, range after range, near mountain and remote mountain. Between the waves, we think that there is no road in the sea, but between the road there is some road. So nothing exists in its sheer emptiness. Even on the water, there is mountain. Even in the in the water, there is path to go. So, as long as you are we are practicing our way, there's no problem. Before you practice it, you have problem.
Thank you very much.
Don't you wish? I feel pretty foolish. How do you feel?
Pretty foolish? Foolish?
Yes.
I feel the same way.
Dr. Roshi, first our teacher became ill, and then someone passed away. What is the meaning of this?
I didn't think of the meaning of it. So. But nothing happens just by accident. There must be. Deep meaning to it. But I don't think I am, you will have my funeral service so soon. I don't think in that way. But there are many things to think about.
Sancho Roshi. Melting into rivers of gold. Melting into rivers of gold. Tasting the bitterest dregs at the bottom of the teacup. I feel I am a more complete person for having these experiences, because I find a world that is not measured. However, I don't want to become attached to this world, but want to give it its proper place so it will have its own existence. How can I see this?
You understand very well, but still your understanding is not so real, because idea of ego is too much idea of ego involved in. So don't think so much. Instead of thinking, you should forget. Try to forget yourself by all means. Okay.
Roshi, to many of the questions you've answered, don't do anything or forget above. I have difficulty with this point. I feel that's too maybe selfish. It helps us and it helps our people who practice with us. But I'm not sure it helps others so much. I feel we have to go beyond accepting everything. Sometimes Zen practice seems too much like the poem of the bamboo, which doesn't, the shadows don't disturb the dust on the stairs. I think the dust on the stairs has to be disturbed sometimes.
Yeah.
And grass doesn't always grow by itself.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
We should take care of grass, and we should always be disturbed by, or at least if possible to appreciate the shadow of the bamboo. If we ignore this point, our practice doesn't mean anything. Pain, big, great consideration to everything. And to have renunciation in it is our way, which is to be disturbed. And this is the point many of our Zen masters had difficulty in their true practice, because it is not matter of successful or unsuccessful. It is matter of how to handle senses, or how to understand the way to work on. This is very subtle point. No one else but you cannot help you. That's teacher. I'm trying to help you in various ways, but at the same time I know I cannot help you. But as a disciple and teacher, this kind of effort should be always continuing. That is why I'm trying pretty hard with other students. I appreciate your effort, and the way of working on your own problem too. But this is very much true with everybody. But we should make more effort to know how to work on ourselves, how to help ourselves, how to take care of our practice. This is the most important point. So let's do more effort on this point. Each one of you are making pretty good effort on this point, but not enough in comparison to the our teachers and masters who attained perfect enlightenment. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
The points all of you presented were like jewel and gold. But we should make jewel and jewels and gold, jewels and gold in its true sense. Something special. When we say something special, that is, that may be jewels and gold. When we say something common, that is also jewels and gold, which, to which usual people attach to. When we attach to them, that is not true jewels and gold. what we are practicing here is not compared with anything else. No one can practice our way as we are doing at the Sahara. The Sahara has, we have our own way, and the Sahara has its own way. If you start to compare, gold with iron, jewels with charcoal, you will not understand what is jewels or gold. Something common is valuable. Because it is common. Something is special, it's valuable, it is because it is special. People may say to sit on the top of the mountain is something which is special. And what we do in our everyday life is something which is common. But in its true sense, or in its absolute sense, there's no difference. I should like to be a good friend and a good teacher of each one.
Transition. When the tape was being changed, the question was, Roshi, when you eat an apple, form is emptiness. Give an example of emptiness is form. The answer, when you say emptiness, you have the idea of complete. You have an idea of complete. And she forgot a word. That is not what emptiness means. Everything is, and I think the tape picks up from there.
Show me your net. There is no net. Only one that you make yourself. Look at the sky and listen to the birds. Be serious, but don't be so serious.
Thank you. How to Zen?
Hi.
What if the sun jumped into the rainbow?
You have a ridiculous problem. But if you take care of your problems the right way, there will be some satisfaction in your life. But if you don't, you will always have some problem. So, try to take care of your problem through your practice here.
Philip, what are we trying to accomplish here today?
We're trying to accomplish a great deal.
I thought it was our way to try not to accomplish anything.
That's a great deal.
Brother Fuller, what is the practical application of infinite countless past and infinite countless future?
Again, don't think too much. And don't even let yourself not think too much.
Thank you very much.
Peter, if we find happiness, we suffering. What is the suffering?
Your suffering should exist throughout your whole being, from one end of the universe to the other. In every part of your imagination, extend it to every cell of your body. Feel it everywhere. If you suffer, really suffer.
Why did Dr. Roshi come from Japan to America?
I think he wants to I think he loves America, and that he wants to bring Buddhism here. I think there's something inside of him that makes him feel very close to it. But again, that's he was talking about rocks yesterday, and about one of the qualities being mysterious. And his feeling for me in this sense is very mysterious, but very beautiful.
Kakizan?
Right.
It is said that those who know do not speak, and those who speak do not know. What is the secret of Buddhism?
There is no secret.
Then why did Dokto Roshi tell us that there was the other night in the lecture?
That was the other side of the coin.
Philip, why is Bodhidharma always pictured as having a chubby red face?
I don't know, is my face red right now? I don't know, I can't answer that. I think that there are many depictions of Bodhidharma, and each one will express a facet of real life. So, and your response will be in relationship to that. So if you see a Bodhidharma, if you can see a Bodhidharma in a painting or a drawing or some form, it may give you some idea about what it's like.
become a being of stress, if you give him just some comfort, you may give him two problems to stress out. On the other hand, if you tell him this problem doesn't exist, you just drive him away, because the problem is too real for him. How then would you help?
Take care of your own problem, and you will solve the problems of the whole world, the whole universe. If you clear yourself and keep yourself in a healthy way, quite naturally, without looking so much at other people, you will benefit other beings. And if you're clear in this way, what is called intuitive understanding, but is no more than washing knives and forks when they're dirty. You will automatically do the right thing without having so much duress about what to do. You will just change the diapers of the baby, or you will help some blind person up the street. After it's finished, you'll go on and do your own activity again. So helping people, in this sense, is a big responsibility to yourself.
Kasa-san, what do I have here?
I don't know. What do you have?
I don't know either.
But don't keep it up there too long. Your arm will get tired.
Okay, I'll hold it down here. What do I have?
I still don't know what you have. Aha! That's the beginning of something. No mind may have some symbolic expression. And an open hand may appear to have nothing in it. That begins to have some significance. Also, it's a sign of friendship.
Thank you very much.
I don't know. Who am I?
I don't know either. Why don't you know?
When something knows, it can't speak.
Then why are you speaking?
Because something doesn't know, so it can speak.
Chisou, they say you went to Japan. Why did you go?
I went to become a priest.
Why did you come back?
To come back to study with Reverend Suzuki.
Philip?
Yes?
Philip? From where do you speak?
In the spring, flowers grow. In the winter, in the cold lands, it snows. Everything is in its proper place.
Philip, we're told to appreciate our pain. In the midst of intense pain, who appreciates and who suffers?
There is something which appreciates, neither appreciates nor suffers. But there is another part that suffers. Sometimes I wonder who it is.
What is the difference between appreciating and suffering?
There are different conditions of your existence. One is suffering, and you have different conditions of your existence. And they exist
within, or they exist within your nature. And if they become so great, then you can't see your nature so much. But if you continue to practice your meditation, eventually your nature, things will exist within your nature. And this is what is called, I think it's called big mind. And I think this is a healthy way to be. And that's what each one should be working to develop, a large mind.
Chisel, when others grab onto us for help, how is it possible not to expect too much of ourselves?
One time it was said to me, let them grab, what are they going to get?
Thank you.
Chisel,
it is said that our true nature neither comes nor goes. When you went to Japan, you crossed the ocean going, and you crossed the ocean coming. How was it with your true nature then?
Things went the way the mind went. So, when I was shaky, then everything was shaky. When I was deep and I practiced hard, then everything was true in that way. And I had my past experiences that left some story with me that I lived through, and I carried this around. So I lived with the small mind and the big mind together. But all the same, the saying that the things go the way the mind goes was true. And now that I'm here at Tassajara, things are still going the way the mind is going. But this mind is a very mysterious, clear, natural mind. So, I don't quite know where it's going, except what it's doing right now.
Because of that, no eye sees, no ear hears, no voice speaks. What can you not say?
When it's time to speak, speak. When it's time not to speak, don't speak. Just be natural. And your nature will still express itself. It can express itself in a complex form or a simple form. It doesn't make any difference. What you do here is the same as grass growing or someone working very hard at labor. It's all the same. But you must do your training in order to realize this.
You cannot say nothing?
Everything I say is nothing and something at the same time.
Thank you very much. Philip. Feet on the ground, what is our experience?
Don't float away.
Philip, it is said that the circumstances of our birth, the cultural environment we're born in, the time we're born in, the position of the stars and our genetic inheritance are very important. They determine the place we start from. The Diamond Sutra says there is no being which travels from rebirth to rebirth, and the law of karma is the law of cause and effect. If my being here in this world in America with my past and my astrology sign, if that's the effect, what is the cause? And who is there to determine the cause or to affect the cause?
I think you asked a very important question. And the kernel of your question is, who is there? Who? Please think about this more.
Where is your face?
I think you should continue looking until you see no face. Ringing the bell is a very important function, and it's a kind of privilege to wake up all the monks so they can consciously practice with their Buddha nature. And it gives you a kind of joy to ring, 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 ring. You hear the bell going to the tops of the mountains and into the trees. And you hear everyone. And you go around and you go, ring, 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 to Reverend Suzuki. And you say, oh, that's Osho. That's the big mark. And then you go back to your room and you go down and place the bell. And you say, now I must change. And you don't think about too much else. So, in this sense, meaning is in the activity. It's not so metaphysical or anything like that. It's sort of doing it. And in doing it, something that is a part of the doing occurs. But it's not always so easy. If you have some problem or something, spiritual thing to resolve in yourself, when you go ring, ring, that spiritual problem goes ring, 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 ring. In other words, your whole being is concerned with the problem. And when you go to bed, then you sleep with the problem. You're the whole problem. When you get up and ring the bell, you're the whole problem. And you may not be very happy. Someone may give you a big problem. Or you may give yourself a big problem, which is a part of your training. And when it goes ring, ring, and the whole thing rings, I think that's right. But it's also right to resolve your problem, so you can have room for more problems.
And what about other steps?
I'll let you take that problem with you. If you stop practicing, you'll be very lonely.
Is that the only reason why I should stop practicing? Why should I not stop practicing?
No, it's not a reason. It's a condition. But as Buddha nature is, reason is one way of approaching it. But the condition of your existence is what it speaks about. And loneliness is a very interesting thing. With the practice of Buddhism, even meditation, you'll be lonely in one way, in a small way. But you may be lonely in a large way, but the large way, well, the loneliness will support you. So, intellectually, I don't know if you can be satisfied with any answer that is, you'll come up with different things. But if you approach it from the point of view of practice, there will be some kind of satisfaction, lonely satisfaction.
So, it is said that I must accept everything. Is there no such thing as choice?
Of course there is choice. Sometimes it's unfortunate when you have to choose. But there is choice. And in the choice, there is no choice. By choosing everything as the so-called two sides, something and nothingness. So whatever you choose will have both aspects to it. But because there are so many things to do, sometimes you reach a condition where you must, part of your intellectual activity is to choose. So your intellectual activity becomes a part of meditation.
It is said that the voice of birds and the sound of waters is the voice of the Buddha, and the colors of the flowers and the trees and the plants are 32 marks. When we leave here, we'll be on the endless superhighways of California with thousands of cars and in the crowded hot cities with smog and violence among people. Is this too the voice of the Buddha?
It's very important to give your whole attention to your practice here, while you're here, and to make some preparation for leaving is important. But if you give too much thought to what you're going to do, you will miss your activity here. And this is something that I have to work on. I'm always doing this, sort of making projections. And in doing this, I lose some of my practice where I am. But still, I think it's good to make some preparation for your next activity, a little bit. To have your room clean and have your bags ready to go so that you don't keep other people late, and put everything in order so that the people who are to follow you won't have much difficulty. So when you die, have your own coffin ready. And when you go to the city, then you go to the city and you begin your activity there. Buddha is everywhere. Otherwise, nothing could exist. But just to say Buddha is everywhere may sound rather trite. But something is supporting all of this whole universe. And a city is just one part of it. I mean, there's just little dots all over the world. And there's just concentrations of human beings in rooms. So, and smokes, it's just smoke, you know. It may be unhealthy for you, and the combination may not be good, but you can still practice your meditation here. Because everything has Buddha nature.
Chuso, if there are not two swordsmen, who wins the combat?
No one wins, because no one is fighting.
Chuso, how long will it take?
If you apply yourself correctly, which I've been trying to do and slipping all over the place, one moment is enough. please come and do meditation with us. You are always welcome. And you have something very special. Thank you very much.
Chuzo, it is said that the head cook of a monastery must have, or should have, big mind, kind mind, and joyful mind. What does this mean in everyday practice?
It means you must accept yourself as you are. That is, a small mind exists within. One way of saying it is that the small mind exists within the large mind. But you can say that the large mind allows the small mind to exist. And while we struggle with our daily existence and our daily problems, the beneficence and kindness of this large mind, or this will allow us to grow and to develop and to make more natural all of our existences. So by your being a cook and practicing meditation, you allow yourself a wonderful opportunity, and everyone gain by your effort. So continue to struggle with your problems, small problems, and to be a good cook. And all of us will enjoy your activity. But it may not be so happy. It's good for digestion. Don't even waste burnt bread. But if it's uneatable, throw it out and make a new loaf. It's all right. You will think of something.
Philip-san, would you please give me a demonstration of your understanding of our way?
If you have eyes, you can see. If you have no eyes, you can see. So,